Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. on 97.3 ESPN.
The bird, the bird, the bird is a word. Papa oo mow mow, papa oo mow mow. Hey, you're inside Rock and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Week of December 13th and 14th, the pheasant and quail stocking resumes for the 16th Tuesday in the central and southern part of the state. The Rock and Fin Radio prime terrestrial listening area. Assunpink's going to get 280 ringnecks. Kyers Mills 170, Manasquan 95, and Stafford Forge, the Forge 140. My home territory down, man. I am keyed in on those birds on the other fields, the other fields. Down south, we have Dix 105, Glassboro 85, Millville 290, Tuckahoe 95, as we know as the game preserve. Keyed in on that area, too, all my years in Ocean City. And Winslow 115. For the Bobwhites, Greensboro 240, Peasley 240. This is for the 16th. Again, go to the digest and go to the bird stocking. The schedule is there. Just a reminder, you have until Wednesday, December 17th, 11:59 p.m. Do not online. Otherwise, you can go to a licensed issuing agent. For the antlerless deer zone permit holders, you want the permit shotgun season buck permit. There you go. That is the deadline to get it done. Hey, Really Jam Show coming up. Some breaking news. Story we shall see about an anti-hunting, anti-trapping, anti-fishing bills, Senate and Assembly, Assembly and Senate to reconfigure the Fish and Game Council. That is going to be a nightmare. Have that coming. Also, conservation officers doing a great job with the toy drive. Just a shout out. Every once in a while, people in life, you meet a person that just, you don't know them personally, just in a professional atmosphere. But you can tell as a person is really special, just aces all around. A shout out to Mr. Rob Panza, who is leaving the Jersey Shore, moving out to Wisconsin, man. Cheese country. He and his lovely wife to be with their two lovely daughters and the grandkids and the whole bit. Rob was an incredible striper angler, incredible tuna guy, just aces all around. Loved to share the knowledge. Always pleasant, always helpful. Rob, it was great to make your acquaintance over the last 3 or 4 years. And we're going to miss you, big guy. We're going to miss you. I understand you may be coming back to Jersey for some stripers and tuna, you know, October, November. Hope to see you one more time. I can't believe when you said, I'm leaving New Jersey forever. It's not happening, Panza. You will be back. Grab that cup. Grab that Rebel. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio. Ba, ba, ba. Ooh, mow, mow. The birds. The birds. Now, this is one thing about this time of the year, after shotgun week, whatever. The hunting pressure on the birds. Less birds stocked. Less number of hunters out there. Time to go. Oh, be right back. Rack and Fin Radio. Wings alive.
Hey, this is Josh Henning inviting you to join me this Saturday for Hanging with Henning. 12 to 3 p.m. on 97.3 ESPN. We will talk about if the Eagles can end their 3-game losing streak this Sunday, plus the state of the Phillies after re-signing Kyle Schwarber. This Saturday's guests include 97.3 ESPN.com Phillies insider Frank Close, presented by Work of Art Construction. Make your home look brand new with Art Masters 40 years of construction experience. And fantasy football analyst Andy McNamara, brought to you by Tropicana Atlantic City and the Gridiron Pit, the ultimate watch and wager experience. Hanging with Henning on 97.3 ESPN is sponsored by Yesterday's Creekside Tavern with the sound on for every Eagles game. Don't miss our Birds Watch Party on December 20th on Roosevelt Boulevard in Marmora. Prevail Nutrition, South Jersey's best meal prep service, delivering to Atlantic and Cumberland counties plus Ocean City. Caesars Sportsbook app, the only sportsbook app offering you Caesars rewards. That's Hanging with Henning this Saturday from 12 to 3 p.m. on 97.3 ESPN FM, streaming live on YouTube and X.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. on 97.3 ESPN.
Hey, back inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Week of December 13th and 14th. Hey, you're tuned in 7 to 8 a.m. to 50,000 mega far-reaching watts of the terrestrial Rack and Fin Radio message, 97.3 ESPN FM, streaming live, 97.3ESPN.com. Now download the 97.3 app to get to the Rack and Fin Radio podcast, which is usually put up Saturday afternoon, today or sometime Sunday, maybe even Monday, but it does get out there. Or you can go to Apple, Spotify, YouTube, or other platforms to get the Rack and Fin Radio message all about the great hunting, fishing opportunities, Second Amendment rights in New Jersey. Hey, man, some breaking news, almost sort of kind of 90% there. Now, it's been behind the scenes. Bill was introduced at the Assembly, A6055, Senate side, S4893. would reconfigure the Fish and Game Council, remove three sportsmen from the council. It's been around 75 years and working giddy fine, okay? With three, quote-unquote, animal welfare people, which means animal rights, which means anti-hunting, anti-trapping, anti-fishing. It would have been a friggin' nightmare. Well, you know, you didn't hear much about it. Some news blasts went out late. Breaking right now, again, full disclosure, in the studio late Thursday afternoon, but we shall see how this does play out, is the bill may be quashed. The bills may be tutti finuti. I don't know. We have an allowance right now. You talk about, look up behind the scenes in the encyclopedia, and this man's photo comes up. It's Tony Pensabene, Anthony Pensabene, Quesadich. Oh, got to love this guy. He is he's been around, international businessman for years, retired, involved with myriad organizations, the United Bowhunters of New Jersey Outdoor Alliance Federation, New Jersey Federation of Sports and Clubs, Ad Infinitum, Boone and Crockett. I mean, he's just been all over. The first time I've been around, 105 years? Okay, make that 102 years. First time I heard his name was the past few weeks. He has been tireless, a badger in getting the word out about how insidious these bills are, what it would mean to wildlife conservation, fisheries conservation, the environment in New Jersey, law enforcement on the fish and wildlife end. Just amazing. He's on the line with us right now. We're going to go into this in whatever detail we have, but this guy is so cool. He's not one of the, you know, it's me. He said it's everyone involved. He's not about him. He's not about me. My name is. He's about everyone involved in getting this quashed almost. But besides, he's also, this is killing me. He's also a Packer fan, a diehard Green Bay Packer fan. And from what I understand, in his way, he's that talented. I mean, guys like Ray Nitschke, Herb Adderley, Jimmy Taylor, Boyd Dowler, Jerry Kramer, Jimmy Ringo, until Lombardi traded him to the Eagles, and he wanted nothing to do with him. MacArthur Lane, remember that running back, Sterling Sharp, Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers, Devontae Adams. He was sort of a savant. Like, he would get into their minds, even when he was a little kid, getting into them. But now it's Packers. I don't know, man. Looks tough. Tony.
It's the Lombardi Trophy, man. It's not the Landry Trophy. Come on.
You got me. Jerry Kramer.
That's the summary. There it is.
Jerry Kramer, Jethro Pugh. The Lombardi Trophy.
The Lombardi, man. Anyway, yeah. Go ahead, Tom.
Anthony, it's just great to, Tony, great to make your acquaintance, literally. I never met them. And you have been a ram charger behind the scene here, along with others, in getting this, exposing these bills, you know, the Assembly and the Senate sister bill, for what they are, to the detriment of conservation, fishing, hunting, trapping, whatever, in New Jersey. And I have to ask, I know the guy Lesniak, I mentioned this before over the years, he tried to stop the bear hunting. He's always been trying to get the Fish and Game Council reconfigured. How did this all of a sudden, this lame duck session, come to the fore so suddenly?
Tom, that's a great question. Lesniak came out with a video on Facebook basically challenging the governor that he's going to put two bills out there, you know, one in the Assembly, one in the Senate, proposing to change the composition of the Fish and Game Council. And this was his method post his losing two court battles with the Federation and Fish and Wildlife on stopping the bear hunt. So now he tries to infiltrate through a back door through the legislature to unwind the Fish and Game Council. That's, like you said, it's been around for 75 years. And clearly, with, you know, putting animal welfare people inside the room with an organization, a council that's been legislatively mandated to manage fish and wildlife. I mean, the courts have reaffirmed their legitimacy. Mm-hmm. And here you're going to, you know, introduce three animal welfare people. In effect, you're going to kill the council. I mean, and if you kill the council, it's kind of a sequence of dots here. You kill the game code, you know, the effectiveness of managing that game code and making amendments to it. If you undo the game code, you undo the hunting, fishing, and trapping digest, which is where sales are generated,
right.
Of which those sale proceeds, 60 to 70% of those proceeds go to pay our conservation police officers. It's the very people who protect the deer, the bear, the birds, mm-hmm. the environment, the habitat. So it's kind of, you're not researching point to point. You know, let's unwind the Fish and Game Council and the bear hunt. No, you're pulling the conservation police officers, the last line, who protect our bears. And you know, if you take regulated hunting or trapping or fishing off the board, you open up the field to anarchy, right? I mean,
right.
It's counterintuitive when you think about the logic.
Well, Tony, from a financial end, that's just the tip of the edge. Financial end, the hunting and trapping and fishing license sales, trout stamps, pheasant stamps, whatever,
billion.
And then
right, because
you're talking federal funds as well.
That's right, and just the economy. I mean, you know, think about the mom and pop tackle shop. You know, the stores that cater to hunters, trappers, and fishermen. The entire economic cycle is affected by this. I mean, it's like you said earlier, it's 75 years. It's not easy to unwind 75 years.
Well,
right?
Anthony, has
a system that's worked.
Right. From the science end of it, management to advocacy, how did this, I mean, it's no surprise how it happened. It took long, but that it came to the fore so suddenly. Could you explain this lame duck thing with however they can get signed real quick? Go into that, please, because that's the mind blower.
Yeah, I'm not an expert on it, but I've tried to educate myself from people who basically understand it. Remember, this is New Jersey. Anything is possible. You know, the governorship was just decided. A new governor is waiting to take effect, and it's called the lame duck session, right? So in theory, there is what they call a unanimous consent on a bill. It only needs the approval to move forward of the governor, the Senate president, and the assembly speaker. It doesn't even need to go to committee.
That's
they could push it through, and it becomes law. So that's a concern, and it still is a concern, even though we got some comfort Monday afternoon from Assemblyman Joe Danielson, who's a conservationist. He's a hunter. He's a friend of the outdoor sportsman.
Listeners, excuse me, Anthony, Tony, let me.
Yeah.
As you know me, people, as much as I excoriate Democrats from being on the anti-hunting, whatever, he's a Democrat 17th district.
Correct.
Up there in Somerset County, which knocked. I missed meeting him. I left early. I had another obligation at the Atlantic County Game Preserve venison dinner a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And I spoke to some people that you know, said, he's a straight shooter. I said, I can't. Okay, I don't never admit anything. I acknowledge that I was pretty much wrong on this count, that he has he takes his kids hunting, fishing, whatever. I said, beware the wolf in sheep's clothing. He has come through in a monster way.
Yeah, monster way. He's kind of diffused it at this point. Tommy, let me just tell you about what happened real quick.
And
this is all under a 24-hour window. Keep in mind that the NJOA, like I said, we've rallied more than 20 organizations. We got the turkey hunters. We got everyone. UBNJ, SCI, Sportsman Alliance out in Ohio. We rallied. We got them together. We formed a team, and then we spread it throughout the state. And, you know, make a long story short, the bill in the assembly was introduced November 17th. I'm going to say by the end of the first week of December, every sportsman in this state knew about these bills.
Yeah.
Knew about it. I mean, the word just went, it just spread like wildfire. And then, you know, I'm sitting down. I see my Packers Sunday. They beat the Bears. Should I remind you about that? They beat the Bears, and I was in a football mood. I says, I'm going to watch the
Now, let me stop right there. Halt right there. I'm going to put it right to you now and put all partisanship aside. Nitschke or Butkus, who was a more badass linebacker?
Butkus.
Okay, there you go. Okay, you're cool.
Yeah.
You're cool. Okay,
go ahead. No, I'm cool. I mean, but you know, let's just count the Super Bowl rings. But anyway, let's get beyond that. Sunday night I'm watching the football game. You know, I'm starting to get tired. I'm exhausted. I haven't stopped on this since November 17th.
Right.
It's been 10-hour days, man. No exaggeration. When you're reaching out to an entire state community to mobilize and you know, chip in and address this with your membership. It takes a lot of work and commitment and dedication. In any event, Sunday night, my eyes are closed. And last thing I say, you know what? Let me check my Facebook. I check my Facebook, and I'm friends with Joe. My wife and I met him. We were together at a dinner with the Federation, so we got to know each other.
And hold Joe, it, hold it, Anthony, hold it right there. We're up against a hard break. We're going to the next segment. Hold that thought right there. Listeners, we have Anthony, Tony, Ben. I just love Ben said, this is great. It's Italiano. It's about the Assembly bill and the Senate bill that have been so far, we'll see, 90% done. Up against a hard break. Grab that cup, grab that Red. We'll be right back. Rack and Fin Radio. Let's rock the house here, man. We finally have something going in our favor. The antis, maybe we can smash them in the face in this one. People get my point. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
This is the radio home for Philadelphia Eagles football. The Eagles continue the 2025 season tomorrow, hosting the Las Vegas Raiders.
Hurts with a quick pitch out to Barkley. He has the first down and more. 40, 30, 20.
Pre-game coverage starts at noon with Merrill Reese and Mike Quick calling all the action starting at 1 p.m. This is where the Eagles play. 97.3 ESPN, South Jersey's Eagles Station. Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. on 97.3 ESPN.
Here we go. Look out below. Back inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Week of December 13th and 14th. Full disclosure, in the studio early. Hey, man, we're going to be hunting Friday afternoon and Saturday. Me and the lovely Dee Marie Buck Week. Gonna get out there. Join us online is Anthony Tony Pensabene. I'll tell you, this is about the A6055 S4893 bills. Been so almost, you know, I don't want to jinx it. Successfully quashed right here. That would have transfigured the fishing game castle into who knows what kind of hellhole it would have turned into. We're getting in a line right now. It was, and I'm raising my hand right here. Okay, I was wrong. Joe Danielson, Democrat 17th District, has really come to the fore on this and getting this bill buried, put away, under concrete, so to speak. They're doing a Jimmy Hoffa thing. Sorry, Ant, I get too excited. How you doing again? Yeah. Thanks for hanging in.
Yeah, we're there, Tom.
So you and the lovely Aunt, by the way, my mom's name was Angela. Actually, Angela Maria.
Oh, really?
So you and the lovely That's Angela beautiful. Met Joe and his wife, and what happened from there?
Well, that was at a 2024 Federation Convention dinner. I was seated at his table with his wife. We chatted, got to know each other. So, I'll make a long story short, it's now Sunday night, kind of late at night, and I open up my Facebook, and there's a message from Joe. I will fight 100% to stop this bill. If anyone needs to discuss with me, send me a DM. At this point, Joe didn't know I started to work with the NJOA. So I says, well, that's me. That's the NJOA. I got to address this. So I sent him a text. I got his contact information. I said, Joe, you're going to work with me. And I gave him a little background. It was late at night. I says, let's resume. We'll talk in the morning, which is this Monday morning. And basically, he said, I plan to go into the office of the assembly sponsor, speak with her. And I said, Joe, do me a favor, hold off a minute. We put out, the NJOA put out a 10-point paper why this is a bad bill. I says, just do me a favor, read it, and then knock on the door and do what you got to do. 3 o'clock Monday afternoon, I get an email. The email reads, to me, I killed the bill. It's dead. Always at your service, Joe Danielson. But now, let's keep this in mind. Let's frame this properly, right?
Mm-hmm.
The bill has been cooled off, for sure. I just got off the phone with him, Tom, maybe 30, 40 minutes ago.
Mm-hmm.
And look, he said, look, the leadership in Trenton, they really don't want this bill. It's, to be honest with you, I hate to say the word nonsensical. Everyone has a right to, you know, voice their opinion. But, you know, clearly animal welfare is not a venue to voice where the committee is set up to manage fish and game, right? Mm-hmm. It's advocacy. It's like water and oil. It just doesn't mix, right? So, Joe got excited too. You know, I killed the Bill. It's dead. Always at your service, right? But then, you know, we kind of caught up today. He spoke on the phone. Look, he says, Tony, this is New Jersey. Anything is possible. But he says the leadership does not have any appetite for this. Now, what does that mean? I asked, Joe, can it be reintroduced or carried forward from 2025 into 2026? And he says, yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So does it really completely go away? I'm going to say I'm comfortable at 90%. At this point, you know, we have a conference call with the wider NJOA leadership scheduled with Joe, 9 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we'll get more clarification. But, you know, that's his quick summary to me because he was in a committee meeting this afternoon and we couldn't really hang on the phone for a long time. But, you know, the flavor is very much Tom in our favor. It's probably lost a lot of gas. It's on its last breath. But like I said, it's New Jersey. You just don't know. So, but I'm happy. You know, I'm going to sleep well tonight. I slept well yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So we're moving forward, Tom.
Well, Tony,
it's all working out.
Well, Tony, how does this thing even get there? Again, you can introduce any bill, I guess, but the bill's sponsored. Does she have any idea of the ramifications of it?
Look, I mean, I hate to dig into any person's head. The fact is she did write it. And she got a identical bill in the Senate as well. As you mentioned, the underlying Senate version. So there's a sponsor there. I think if you roll things back, Tom, and what's in background here, clearly Lesniak. I mean, he did a video on Facebook saying he was going to do this. And, you know, we wake up November 17th and, you know, people within our organization track this stuff and I get a phone call and, you know, it's all hands, you know, boots on the ground, you know, let's mobilize. And we quickly, within days, formed that core team that I mentioned earlier.
Right.
And like I said, it expanded across the entire state. We got great people in the sporting community. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we associate with it. These are our friends. They, you know, we share culture. I mean, we share stories. It's a wonderful community. And, you know, I mean, just it's just an end game, but it's not fully thought out, Tom.
Right.
It's not. I mean, like I said, you take the CPOs. Who's going to finance the CPOs? Taxpayers then got to foot the bill, right? Because the hunters and fishermen, anglers, and trappers through the sale of licenses and permits cover 60 to 70% of their salary and fringe, right? So the entire infrastructure in background gets disrupted and destroyed, likely. And what happens to the animals? What happens to the habitat? What mm-hmm. happens to the forest? I mean, it's the intent is, well, we want to stop the bear hunt. Well, it's much more than a bear hunt. I mean, it's the entire ecosystem. Let's face the reality.
Right. Well, Tony, let's get real. I'm being rude to interrupt you. They don't care if it takes 500 years. They want to outlaw hunting. They want to outlaw trapping, of course, is it always in the crosshairs, and fishing, non-consumptive use of wildlife. And I talked to some people. I said, you're anti-fishing? What about catch and release? That's even worse. They point to countries in Europe like Switzerland where it's not legal. Right. Catch and release. You're torturing the fish. How would you like if I stuck a hook in your mouth and made you run around?
Right.
It gets that nonsensical. You have to bring it to a level of absurdity, but they are focused beyond, and again, they don't care if it takes 500 years. That is their ultimate goal. And like you said, 2026, it could pop up again, correct?
Yeah. Tom, look, let's look at it in simple terms, right? We all seen like some of the big cities in the nation burn when they thought it was vogue to defund the police. Look what happened.
Yep.
You had fires all over the place, right? If you take out the CPOs from the equation, well, you're looking at anarchy, right? There are people, Tom, out there, and not only in New Jersey, the entire nation, who feel, I don't need a license to hunt. I don't need a license to fish. I don't have to follow quotas. It's my God-given right. And, you know, you may term, well, that's poaching today.
Yep.
But if you take the regulation off the table by destroying the Fish and Game Council, guess what? It's a free-for-all, isn't it?
Absolutely, right? Yeah.
So, I mean, so you got to think it out. I mean, we're not, you know, barbarians, for God's sakes. We're conservationists at the NJOA. We're starting a brand new foundation. It's called the NJOA United Conservationist Foundation, Inc. That's on my table. That's why I was brought into the NJOA to restructure the foundation side. And, you know, we're going out. Tom, the world is changing, right? You know, let's face it. We got to rebrand at the NJOA. We got to send the message of conversation without losing our original mission, right, which is to support our community, our culture of anglers, hunters, and trappers. I mean, it's all integrated. I mean, when I hunt, I'm not looking for deer and deer alone. I'm enjoying the habitat.
Mm-hmm.
I'm enjoying the forest. I mean, it's all about conservation, right, and preserving, not preservation, but enjoying.
That's, hold it right there, right there, Tony. Hold it right there. I always say this all the time, and when I read a conservation organization such as Sierra Club, stop. Preservation and conservation, two different things. These people don't want to see anything. Preservation is such an inaccurate word because everything's in a state of flux in the world of nature. Nothing is the way it always is. It changes daily by the minute. And yet they get, and they couch it in preservation, conservation. Yeah. We're here to save the creatures and save the environment. Meanwhile, we're losing, 5,000 acres a year, if not more, in Jersey to development? Yeah. And they don't want to address that at all. Sorry.
And that development, my friend, is where the deer and the bear and the birds live today, right? So you're displacing them by human, intervention. I mean, so you got to manage it. It's a situation that needs to be managed. If you pull the management out, you have anarchy. You know, let's face it. Tom, I'll give you a great example. Great example. I've been hunting the same. I'm very blessed. I have a good friend up in Far Hills, New Jersey. I have access to 230 acres of private property.
You're not talking. You're not Fox Lair Farm, are you?
No.
Okay. All right.
It's a private thing. I mean, I'm not going to mention my buddy's name, but I've been doing this for over 30 years. Basically, we've kind of pledged we're just going to bow hunt the property for deer.
Good for you.
But let me tell you, 30 years ago when I started bow hunting there, we had turkey, we had deer. You know what we have today in the last 10 years that we didn't have back then? We have bobcat. We have about 4 mature bears, which a lot of people would want to run to and take advantage of that. We have a coyote.
Coyotes? Yeah, I was going to say the dogs, yeah.
We have two pairs of nesting bald eagles on the property as well. So the dynamics on nature and its ability to grow in a managed way, right? Because we do manage the property. I mean, it's not, if something invasive comes up, we'll clean it out. I mean, you got to manage the forest and the habitat, right? And wildlife then thrives. And I live it, every season I go up there. I'm 70 years old. But, come opening day, Tom, you know how it is.
You
got to get out there.
Hey,
you
man.
Get out there.
Up at 17 feet up in a tree stand when it was like 8 degrees, snot sickles down on my chest. Oh, yeah. And when I stop getting, as the old cliche goes, when I stop getting excited about it is when I stop.
That's right.
And I'm your same age, man. Although I feel a lot older, some mornings when I creak, that he says,
you sound like
a bag of worms. Hey, listen, Cal, I go back to Don Murden. Don Murden, and don't forget, you had that running back. He kicked ass in '66 when they beat him in Dallas. Elijah Pitts, remember him?
Yeah, number 22.
What a runner he was. Yeah. Sorry about that. Anyway, so, but Anthony, on a more serious note. We're getting to this, Bill, so it's a wait and see until not putting on a spot until when can we expect something it's done a Jimmy Hoffa.
It's done a Hoffa. We just don't know where Hoffa is right now. So I'm pretty comfortable between now and the end of the lame duck session. There is a likelihood it'll be introduced again in 2026 or carried forward, whatever the terminology you like. But the key that I got from Joe today is the leadership is really not excited about this. There's no passion to move this right through committee, through a vote. Most people understand the value proposition that the Fish and Game Council brings to the table. They've been doing this for 75 years.
Right.
I mean, and look at our wildlife and think about how densely populated this state is. We still have wildlife management areas. We still have state parks. We have Wharton. Island Beach State Park.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, we may be tight with people, but, you know, we can certainly recreate and continue to enjoy what we love doing.
So let me run this by. We have what, if you count the county parks, so just taking deer hunting, over almost three quarters of a million acres of public land you can hunt deer. That's a little bit less than half of what Texas has. You know, because Texas is all about leases. I mean, I hunted down Sam Houston National Forest, all that stuff. But we have it here. But let me bring this up to you, and you know it. The antis have bottomless pockets and contributions, campaign contributions. I just see this thing, as you said, hopefully they don't have a stomach for it. But who knows? Like you said, Anthony, this is Jersey. Yes. Danielson said, this is Jersey. It could happen again. So how do we combat that just bottomless pit of dollars?
The NJOA, the new foundation that I'm really reconstructing, we're going to implement a new formula on how to raise funds. I can't – right now there's no bank account, Tom. I have no money. But I have a business plan that was submitted to the trustees. They approved it. A lot of people are excited about. We would need another hour show for me to go through the business.
What up, man? After January 1st, man, I'm wide open. Talk to me. Talk to your Gumbada. Come on, Quesadich. What do you got?
We should be going live in January.
Okay.
I've already given the green light. I've retained the lawyer to complete the bylaws, the articles of incorporation. Et cetera. This is going to go live, and we're going to be implementing a business plan. Keep in mind, our board of directors, let's not forget that, Steve Polanish, Hudson Farms Foundation, Anthony Morrow, founding father of the NJOA.
2007!
You got it.
Panther and Carter kicked their ass! Yep, there you go. And Anthony was right there, yeah.
Think about it.
Yep.
That 2007 NJOA gave birth with almost identical situation.
That galvanized the sporting community, the outdoor sporting community, without a doubt.
Yeah. And we push back, Tom. I'm comfortable. Like I said, I'm going to sleep tonight, but let's keep in mind, it's New Jersey. We need to be vigilant.
Okay.
You know?
Yep. Fair enough.
And we got the NJOA out there. We got our partners all out there. I mean, great people, great organization. So There is pushback, Tom.
And let me say this, because Anthony, I was thinking of Danson. We're up against a hard break. Right now, I'm saying this right now, mea culpa, Rack and Fin Radio, 22 years strong, going on 23 years. God bless. Hopefully, you know, we get it, keep it going.
You,
to Danielson, Assemblyman, Democrat, 17th District, I applaud you. I admire you.
Shout out.
You got guts. You got balls here, man. Take it out. Shout out to you. Okay, we did. I sort of feel like a weight off my chest, because let me tell you, Anthony, you haven't listened to Rack and Fin. I get really wild about that.
I catch it when I can, Tom. I'll be honest with you, man. Like I said, tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock, we're on the phone with Joe again, with the leadership at NJOA.
Yeah, listen, again, full disclosure, this is being recorded Thursday evening. It's going to air Saturday. This is Thursday, so we shall see. And hopefully we have more news next week. And, Tony, let's get you locked in sometime in January, okay?
Yes.
We got a whole show on this.
You and I will stay in touch. I will let you know when we go live, and that's going to trigger a lot of things.
Okay, hold on a second. Someone's at the door. Hold on. What? Yeah. Hold on. Oh, hey, Pensabene, is he going to send you his brajol recipe? Oh, hey! Whoa, over there on the other side of the glass. How cool is that?
You know what, Tom? I'm going to make it even better. We're going to invite you. My wife just said, tell him to come over. We're going to invite you and your wife over the house.
All right, man. All right. We got it done.
You're on a Sunday during a Packer game, man.
Okay. Hey, listen. I tell you, this is all Eagle country. I get that. You know, I don't know, man. This East is up. But now the Packers are where they. You know, are they right in the thick of it? Wild card conference or what?
They're in first place right
they're
now.
They're okay.
Beat the Bears for first place.
Yeah, but didn't they just lose? Didn't they just lose? Did they just lose to the Steelers or something?
No, We beat this. We're on a four-game winning streak. Come on. We play a tough game, Tom. Sunday, the 4:20 game in Denver. Yeah, not easy in Denver.
Okay, man.
That's our next game.
Okay, and I'll tell you what. I'll trade you. We'll go Brajo recipe for my squirrel cacciatore recipe. What do you got? Dealio?
You got it.
Okay,
you got
man.
It. You bring the squirrel, and we'll cook the Brajo.
And the best of the lovely Angela and all your kids and grandkids, man. You're a super guy. Listeners, first time on Rack and Fin Radio. This is the man, the one, the guy. And again, he's not about himself. He's about the entire organization getting it done. Again, Danielson, you, Democrat, 17th District. I applaud you. And also you. Take care, man. We'll see you soon.
We'll see you.
Yep, bye.
Be well. Thanks. Thanks, Tom. Bye.
Saturday morning in the locker room with Billy Schwein, producer Nick Earnshaw joins me in the studio. It's the 126th meeting between Army and Navy, and we'll talk with two former players. Hour one, we'll hear from former Navy defensive back and Abzugami product Mike Herron. Hour two, we'll talk with former Army quarterback Chad Jenkins about their experiences playing in the big game. Plus, we'll get our high school athletes in the spotlight with Fran McLaughlin, brought to you by the Philly Pretzel Factory of Egg Harbor Township. Sixers, Eagles, Flyers talk and more. It's the locker room with Billy Schwein, Saturday morning from 10 a.m. to noon on 97.3 ESPN.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. on 97.3 ESPN.
Yeah, back inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Week of December 13th and 14th. Hey, you're tuned in 7 to 8 a.m. 50,000 mega far-reaching watts of the Rack and Fin Radio message, 97.3 ESPN FM. Streaming live, 97.3ESPN.com. Now you can to download the 97.3 app. And go to YouTube, Apple, Spotify to get to Rack and Fin Radio podcast and various other platforms where the Rack and Fin Radio message is being out there. Now, listen, it's usually posted Saturday afternoon or Sunday, sometimes a few days later, but the message is out there. Keep on trying. Well, hey, tis the season. DEP, NJ Fish and Wildlife's Bureau of Law Enforcement has just had, again, I don't know how many years they've been doing this, incredibly successful toy drive, okay, Toys for Tots. And in fact, I just heard from, I guess, who's patiently waiting after weeks back and forth, saying, Tom P., we ran out of boxes. It is Captain Ann Quirk, DEP Fish and Wildlife's Bureau of Law Enforcement, and the Toys for Tots drive that's going on. Congratulations, Captain Kirk, to you and all involved. How you doing?
Hey, Tom, thanks for having us on. Yeah, our donation boxes are quite literally overflowing.
This is great to see. And, you know, I was wondering about this and, you know, the economy and whatever's out there that they were going to be dropping off, you know, who's not involved now, who's, again, getting everything together. And it was full steam ahead. Now, I understand you guys, the drive was supposed to end Monday at 5 p.m. It's been extended as per what happened.
Yeah, we got in contact with our Marine Corps Reserve liaison, and he said we can drop the toys off at the depot on Wednesday afternoon. So we'll be able to accept toys through Wednesday morning out at the Assunpink Wildlife Management Area.
Okay, now that's the Imlaystown exit off 195. I believe that's exit 11. And if you have toys, unopened toys there, it'll be just a great thing to do. And Captain, how long have Fish and Wildlife's law enforcement been involved with this?
We think this is our seventh year.
Wow. And it just keeps growing and growing. Now, I remember there used to be boxes dropped at various establishments around, so that sort of went by the wayside as per whatever's going on with the scheduling and what have you. But, man, you guys didn't miss a second here. You guys are loading up.
Yes, our outdoor community has stepped up big time.
Groups such as?
Okay, well, we had the UBNJ, United Bow Hunters of New Jersey, had a 3D shoot back on November 30th at Garden State Archers in Wrightstown.
Wrightstown, yeah.
And the price of admission was one new unwrapped toy, and they dropped off a tremendous amount of toys from their 3D shoot. So we're really grateful for their partnership. The National Wild Turkey Federation Women in the Outdoors New Jersey chapter had a meeting out here at the Assunpink back in November, and all of members brought toys to contribute. And all of our Fish and Wildlife employees who work here at the Central Region office have been bringing in toys to work with them. And then we also had a truckload of toys just show up, thanks to our cooperation with the New Jersey Outdoors Alliance. And I'm told Those toys were donated by members of Ducks Unlimited,
wow.
New Jersey Waterfowlers Association, New Jersey Federation of Sportsmen, and Bernie and Audrey LaFever of Lacey Township.
Everything is coming together. Listeners, this time of year, it's so critical. Now, Captain Quirk, how are these toys distributed? What happens to them? You have huge bundles there. Where do they go, and when are they off-site?
So we take them to a depot in Red Bank, where volunteers with the U.S. Marine Corps Reserves have nonprofit organizations that reach out to them, and they let them know how many children of each age group that are in need of toys. So the volunteers there take everybody's donations, sort them by age group, partner them up with these organizations that then distribute the toys out through children in Monmouth, Ocean, and Somerset County.
Let me ask you this and that. How did this whole thing begin, the genesis of it? I guess it's not that the law enforcement isn't busy enough, but how did this come about?
A few years ago, one of our lieutenants who has children of his own, I guess he's contributed through Toys for Tots, through his family, said, you know, hey, we have a lot of contacts. Why don't we become a donation drop-off point?
Cool.
And, you know, we were spreading the word through our social media outlets, and it's just grown and grown over the years. And we look at it as a great way to partner with all of our outdoor organizations and get some goodwill flowing between us and out through the community so that everybody knows all of our sportsmen are generous and, you know, care about all the kids in the community.
Captain Quirk, the response has been, especially, again, I'll read it one more time, the economy and whatever's going on has been beyond expectations, no?
I don't know that I would say it's beyond expectations because I know how generous everybody is.
Well, see, you see that side. I see the other side. I'm Italian. Come on. We know how that works. But again, it's been a seamless operation. So everything's going fine, and they have until Wednesday, correct? If anyone wants to make donations, drive to the site for Assunpink?
That's right. Yeah, we're at the corner of Eldridge and East Branch Road. It's in Upper Freehold.
Well, Captain Quirk, this is a great... Just a great toy drive going. It's going to make a lot of youngsters happy. And now on the Fish and Wildlife's law enforcement side, I understand there's some news. They are accepting candidates. What's the dealio?
Yeah, so right now the application period is open for both conservation police officer entry level and also a position called agency services representative trainee. That's the person who answers the phone when you call here at the Central Region and helps folks answer all of their questions about, you know, when can you hunt? When's trout season? So the conservation police officer position is open for applications through January 5th.
Mm-hmm.
And the agency services representative position is open for applications through December 22nd. And interested people can go to the New Jersey Department of Environmental Protection's employment website to find the link to apply for those jobs.
Well, Captain Quirk, the CEOs and that I run into from Sussex down to Cape May, very professional, very pleasant, very, you know, hey, we work for you guys. You help us. And it's just been a win-win all around. I noticed since the past probably 10, 12 years, it's been a lot of goodwill out there.
Absolutely. And we hope to continue to expand these partnerships into future years. So if any organizations want to join us in future years, they just have to reach out to us at the Central Region office.
Okay. Well, congratulations on a successful toy drive. And listen, there are opportunities there and, you know, conservation police, fish and wildlife. And also, I think the old term, Captain, that's how long ago I was with fish and wildlife. It was called dispatcher or something like that. So opportunities are there. Go to njfishandwildlife.com. Check on, Captain, isn't there an opportunities, employment opportunities link there?
Yes, you can find it both through New Jersey Fish and Wildlife's job opportunities page and the New Jersey Department of Environmental Protection website.
Okay, before we sign off, there's this full disclosure here. I was familiar with Captain Quirk when she was a CO in the field, I say way back when, but back then, some interactions. She was very pleasant, very helpful, and made her way up through the ranks to captain, just congratulations on your new, not your new position. You've been there for a while, but I tell you, you're doing well.
Well, thanks, Tom. I appreciate that. This is the job I've always wanted to have, and I'm really looking forward to meeting job applicants who are also passionate about protecting wildlife.
Okay, listen, happy New Year. Merry Christmas. I just, you know, inverted those, but this time of year, you know, it's just crazy. You know, what's going on? We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, Merry Christmas to you and all your listeners, Tom. Thanks for having me on.
Take care. Again, you have until Wednesday to get those toys up there to the Assiniboine Tract. They're in Freehold. Great cause. It's, wow. To me, it was beyond expectations. Hearing, again, earlier that not enough boxes, not this, not that, what's going on. Well, super job. Hats off. DEP, Fish and Wildlife, Bureau of Law Enforcement, Toys for Tots Drive. Big success. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
It's Philadelphia Flyers hockey tonight on 97.3 ESPN and the 97.3 ESPN free mobile app. Listen as Tim Saunders and Todd Fedoruk bring you all the exciting play-by-play action.
Took a cut, he scores! And Matthew Mietkoff does it again.
It's Flyers Hurricane tonight. Coverage begins at 7 p.m. on South Jersey's radio home for Philadelphia Flyers hockey, 97.3 ESPN and the 97.3 ESPN free mobile app. Hey. Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. on 97.3 ESPN.
Hey, that'll do it for this week on Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Early in the studio Thursday, in a tree tomorrow, in a blind Saturday, or vice versa. Depends on the weather, depends on the wind, depends on me and my lovely Dee Marie after the venison. God bless America. God bless our troops. God bless our first responders and law enforcement. Be safe out there. Get out there and enjoy. Hopefully, man, let's keep this cold going. Keep it going. Have some South Jersey ice fishing. Oh, man, gonna love it. See you next week. Rack and Fin Radio. Oh, man, what's up? Winter bow's coming up pretty soon. It doesn't end, just keeps getting better and better.